Blog Talk Radio.
I'll praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen here, and we are broadcasting the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. So prepare your hearts. We will go in part two. Prepare your hearts and be blessed.
and magnify him, and to learn that when you want the Holy Ghost, surrender everything unto him. Don't be lifting your hands half-cocked. So cute. You ain't going through no cute situation. You can't afford to give me no cute praise. You've been going through a war situation. And when you're going through a war situation, you got to give him a war cry. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Praise the Lord. You gotta give him that kind of praise that welcomes him on this line, welcomes him into this place. Amen. See, let me say this while I'm on the Holy Ghost. Mother Johnson, I told you we're going to do a tag team here. I want to say this to you. Stop going to people. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, stop going to people who don't have the Holy Ghost, asking them what they think about it. What they think about it, they don't have the Holy Ghost. What are they going to say? They don't know nothing about the Holy Ghost.
No.
See,
all right.
You don't ask. If you are married and you want to have a child and you can't have a child, you don't go to folks who ain't never had a baby and ask them how to have a baby. You go to people who've had four or five children, two, three, four, five children, and ask them, how can you give me some wisdom on having a baby? And they know how to tell you because they've had four or five children. And if you want to know about the Holy Ghost, go to somebody who's got the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Because people who don't have the Holy Ghost, they don't have enough sense to tell you what it's all about. They don't know what it's all about.
Amen.
And let me say something else while I'm on this. Oh, my God, please help me. Holy Ghost, say the right thing. Listen,
yeah.
I want to tell you, if you don't understand the Holy Ghost, I keep saying this to you. If you don't understand the Holy Ghost, don't make fun of the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to save your life. Do not make fun of the Holy Ghost, because there are scriptures in the Bible that will tell you that it's a terrible thing to make fun. It's a terrible thing to speak against the Holy Ghost. In Matthew 12:31, it says, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men." Matthew 12:32 says, I'm in the 12th chapter of Matthew, the 32nd verse now. It says, "And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." If you don't understand the Holy Ghost and you don't want the Holy Ghost, leave him alone. Don't make fun of him. You should have a preacher big-time preacher in Dallas, Texas, made fun of the Holy Ghost and made fun of the saints all the time. Talking about da-da-da-da-da-da. Them folks are crazy, he was saying, all that kind of stuff. Well, where is he now? He's in his grave. Died at a young age. Grave. Leave the Holy Ghost alone if you don't understand him.
Amen.
But everybody needs the Holy Ghost in your life.
Yes.
And I'm going back to this praise. I'm going to say praise check. And saints of God, we got to get on the altar and help people. When I say prayer check and I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, it's all right to let your tongue, if the Holy Ghost gave you a tongue, it's all right to let your heavenly language come out. Amen. That's all right, because you want to lead people into receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's one reason why people ain't getting it, because the saints ain't at the altar trying to help them and showing them how they got it, showing them how to, they're leading them into receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost really right now had me to chastise y'all because you're not doing it. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same way he used to feel people, he's feeling people now, if they'll let
him.
In the name of Jesus. So when I holler, praise check, I don't care who you think you are. Open your mouth and give him praise. Open your mouth and try to lead somebody into how you praise God. Amen. Give him praise. If you got a prayer language, when we teaching about the Holy Ghost, it's all right to use your prayer language. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost, that prayer language, that fire doing the prayer language may catch on, and somebody may catch it themselves who don't have it or who wants to be refilled with the Holy Ghost. Let's go to him now. And a praise check, amen, And let's give him praise. Praise check, everybody. Everybody, praise check.
Thank
you, Jesus. To us through the power of the Holy Ghost. You ain't got no power.
Glory. Thank you, thank you.
Holy Ghost that has power through you.
Yes.
Power to live right. Power to walk right, to talk right,
yes.
Be right, do right. Some of y'all are stingy people. It tells me that you don't have the Holy Ghost because the power, the Holy Ghost will give you power to give right.
Yes.
Yeah, you ask God, and he gives you power and teaches you how to give. Amen.
Yes.
It's the enemy that wants you not to give because he knows that the Bible says give and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down.
Thank you.
Yeah, God's not in a person who just wants to receive all the time, receive. Yeah, God, his whole kingdom is built on giving. Yeah, he gave to us the Holy Ghost. And you can give unto him. Give him that praise. Amen. Praise him and honor. You can praise your way to a miracle, I'm telling you. Yeah, you're going to get that miracle by just simply going into a praise. Amen. And God will remember you and remember what you're trying to do. You're getting ready to go to court or something. You can praise your way where you walk your way in, and favor will be all over you.
Amen.
Your praise. Amen. Praise your way to a miracle. You can have bills due. Don't know what you're going to do. And begin to praise. Being done already. And the Holy Ghost will take care of all those situations. I don't care what it is. The Holy Ghost will be your love, your joy, your hope, your peace, your shepherd, your leader, your guide, your faith, your hope, your charity. He'll be your communion. He'll be your atonement. He'll be your blessing. He'll be your person who will be your wheel in the middle of the wheel. He'll hold your hand to the storm and the rain. He will teach you all things. He will bring to remembrance the things that Jesus has taught to you. He will not only be that sanctifier, the satisfier. He'll be your purifier. He'll sanctify you, yes, but he'll be your purifier and your beautifier. Beautify the meek for salvation. And not only that, the Holy Ghost will be your Holy Ghost fire. Yeah, he'll give you fire in your bones where you feel his presence. Don't fool yourself. You can feel the presence of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
He's in the room. And all those things. He'll be everything to you, everything that you need, your healer.
Hey.
And everything you need, he'll be there. You just need the Holy Ghost. So when we open up the line to praise him, get your praise on. Praise your way to a miracle.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise your way to a miracle. Amen. God bless all of you. We love you and thank you. I want to just go straight to the prayer request today. And I want us to pray for some people who have a need, a prayer request. That's what I want to do. We got a few minutes left here. One of the assistants, you want to take the prayer request? The line is open to you if you'll do that. Otherwise, I'll be back. Amen. Anybody?
I will take the prayer request, Dr. Johnson.
All right. God bless you.
And praise God. I know the oil has been working for so many, and they're asking, too, that if we will bless the oil today as well. So, and it's a good thing when your oil works so well that you have to buy more and have it blessed.
Amen.
Praise God. I know I've used it many times. I use it every day and every night, and I'm praising God for it and thanking God. And as I was saying before, just thank God for what he is doing on this prayer line with through the Holy Ghost. Through the teachings, through the anointing, and we are praising him right now. And if you have a prayer request today, just make it known before the Lord so we can take it to the throne of grace. God bless you. Who will be the first one to jump in there with their prayer request?
Sister Jolene Garnett.
Bless you.
Sister Ernestine Rowley, and for myself and Dr. Johnson, the first thing prayer line. God bless you,
God. Bless you. Bless you.
He's unspoken.
Bless.
This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I do praise God this morning. And I just asking you all to remember my family in prayer this morning. Got some praise reports, and I'll come back another time. But I'm asking you to just remember my family.
Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Thank you, Jesus.
Mother Peterson, I just spoke a request.
Amen. We have you down, Mother Peterson. God bless you.
Yeah, I bet I'm doing.
Mother Johnson.
Mother Britt, I'm calling in for my cousin.
Her name is Lillian DeVos. Lillian DeVos, and she's they think she might have had a little light stroke. So I want you to put her name down and put down Valerie Robinson. She's one of the sisters, and she worked, and she's going through a finance stress right now. And pray for her. She's a young woman, but she's 56 years old, but she's not able to work. And she's having a finance, she's going through a little finance problem. So be with her and ask God to touch her body. Her name is Valerie Robinson. And thank you. And keep my family in prayer.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. I heard you, Mother Johnson. Go ahead.
Yes, Mother Johnson. I'm asking prayer for her sister, Harry Smith, Mother Harry Smith, Sister Dolly Taylor, and my entire family. I ask prayer for them.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else? We don't want to leave you out.
Mother Digby, unspoken.
Bless you, Mother Digby.
Sister Karen Brown, I have a kind of bad sinus head cold. Pray for me.
Amen. All right. Praise God. We will.
Sister Jerry, I have a grandson that's is having a problem with his kidneys and his liver. And I want to put him in for prayer. His name is Tony.
God bless you, Sister Jerry. Thank you for that. Amen. I do want to keep my grandchildren up before the Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I believe we have our quota here. Praise God. And if there's anyone else, we will also add you into the general prayer. And God bless you. And right now, just continue that praise that you had for the Lord when we were thanking God and giving him all the glory, all the honor, that we might be able to just continue to seek him for healing and answer to the prayers. Father God, we thank you now, and we come before you right now to say good morning, Lord Jesus, and to glorify your name. We come to lift you up, oh God. We come to bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. We come asking you, oh God, that if there's anything in us that shouldn't be, to take it out, remove it, Lord Jesus. Fix us, clean us, purge us, oh God. Keep us, oh Lord, hallelujah, in the center of your will. Let your Holy Ghost go gloated in on Let your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, hallelujah, catch on fire and illuminate the bodies and the minds and the spirit of your people in Jesus' name. And right now we ask, oh God, that you would bless right now this prayer request, oh God, from the people. We ask that you look on them, look on their families, look on the ones that are making the request for someone else. And we thank you, Father God, for how you let your light shine from heaven on our souls in Jesus' name. And we ask, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you.
Thank you
for your anointing in Jesus' name. Bless right now our leaders, oh God, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, Lord Jesus. Bless the entire Johnson family, oh God. Look on them, Lord Jesus, as they continue to bombard heaven for souls, oh God, for salvation for others, for seeking you, Lord Jesus. Blessing and praying down and pulling down strongholds on behalf of the people. We ask right now that you bless Mother Smith, bless Mother Taylor, oh God, that family, bless the entire family, Lord Jesus. And Lord, don't forget about, glory to God, the grandson behind prison walls in Jesus' name. Look on them right now. Change their mind. Change their thought process. Change, oh God, their being in your name. Make them safe, oh God. Hallelujah. We know they're in a volatile situation, but we ask that you would give them peace, oh God, even in a volatile situation. We ask for peace, Even in a destructive situation, give them peace, oh God, behind prison walls right now. Each and every soul, Lord God, let their hearts be turned to prayer. Let them feel the effects of the fervent of the prayer, oh God, in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Garnett, hallelujah, in a special way, Lord Jesus. Bless Sister Riley and her family, oh God. Bless Sister Riley's mother, Lord Jesus, in a special way, oh God. People, look on the families. Look on, oh God. Hallelujah. Their children right now. Bless Mother Peterson, Lord God. Her unspoken request. You know what it is. You know how to bless. You know how to send that miracle, Lord Jesus. We ask for finances, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For every unspoken request. We ask for healing in the body, healing in the mind, healing, ha-na-ha, in the finances. In Jesus' name. Touch right now, Lord Jesus. Look on, oh God. Hallelujah. Mother Johnson all the way down in Texas. Hallelujah. It might be a distance from us, but it's not too far from the touch of your hand. In Jesus' name. Touch right now. Hallelujah. In your name, oh God. Touch our family, Lord Jesus. Look on, oh Lord God. Touch your children. Heal and let your anointing, oh God, let it flow through the family. Let her life, oh God, be a light to her family in Jesus' name. Let it start, oh God, a prayer that won't be put out, a prayer that won't stop. Let it, hallelujah, let it, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let it stir them up, oh God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now. Bless my bless her family, oh God. Bless her children, the grandchildren, the stepchildren, oh God. In Jesus' name, touch, oh God, Sister Lillian. In Jesus' name, you know how to organize and you know how to align, oh God, every vein, every veil in Jesus' name in her body. Lord God, we ask that you would regulate her system in your name. Let it run, oh God, according to your will. You said you wish that our souls would prosper. In Jesus' name, let her soul prosper, oh God. And even though, God, we rebuke stroke right now, Claudina, in your name, oh God. Thank you. We rebuke strokes and heart attacks in Jesus' name. Liver failure, kidney failure. We rebuke it, oh God, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Bless Sister Valerie, oh God. Bless her finances in your mighty name. Touch, oh God. Give her a breakthrough right now. We pray your blessings over her. Bless Mother Digby in Jesus' name. Touch her unspoken request right now. But, oh God, hallelujah, we ask that since she had made that request, that you would go to her aid. You would be her leader. You would be her guide. Let her be an overcomer. Let her be victorious, oh God, in everything that she do. Give her joy, unspeakable joy. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the adversary that come against the Lord Jesus. We rebuke all anxiety attacks, oh God. We commit and submit our wills to you in Jesus' name. We lean on you, Lord Jesus, and not our own understanding. And we bless your holy name. We praise your holy name. Touch Sister Karen Brown. In your name, oh God. In your name, Lord Jesus. We rebuke. We rebuke that virus, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We rebuke shortness of breath, tiredness, oh God, fatigue in Jesus' name. We rebuke, hallelujah. We rebuke the weakness.
All blessed, wonderful name. Yes, we want to thank all of you for listening today, and we can be reached at LadyHagan@Yahoo.com. LadyHagan@Yahoo.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we're looking forward to spending another great day with you on tomorrow. Should the Lord say the same at the 6:30 a.m. hour. Until then, may God bless each of you. Something extraordinary is going to happen to each of you today. Until tomorrow, God bless. Bye-bye.